We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are day 24 of Ida recovery. It's September 22nd. A little bit of cool weather coming through, thankfully, for the people that still don't have power. And there are some that don't have power. And even more importantly, it'll stop raining, which has just got to be terrible for the people that have to deal with that. Kirk Lapine joins us now, our friend, president of Plaquemines Parish. You give us an update. How you doing, Kirk?
Good morning, Tommy. And you said the right words. Please quit raining. Please quit raining so we can catch up. Every little thing that we do, we just take one step forward, two steps back, because it can't seem to stop raining. But, you know, the next couple of days seem to be good. We are actively in the Myrtle Grove area, the Ironton area, the West Point Lahatch area, trying to do some cleanup. Again, like you said, it's been hampered by weather. We pumped down a good deal. Dewatered a good deal. We still got a long way to go. But we keep plugging at it every day and get a little bit of stride every day.
I don't know how y'all get anything done because, you know, what happens in my backyard is not necessarily representative of all of Plaquemines Parish, but the rain's been ridiculous every day. It's like when you get started doing something, and not just a light rain either, torrential rain.
And that's the case. You know, look, we've cleared the streets in Ironton. We're trying to clear some streets in West Point Lahatch, even in Wood Park, and it's challenging because we can't move wet mud. That's the problem. And that grass that has inundated through the storm, the Myrtle Grove residents are trying to get back. We're trying to facilitate that. But it's just very tough of moving wet mud. We clear some of the drains, knock down some of that water. We're pumping it out actively. But it's if we get a couple of days of dry weather, we think we might be able to get a little bit ahead of it.
Got a text here about power in Myrtle Grove. Has power been restored to Myrtle Grove or not?
It has. I have talked to the Entergy representatives and asked them to allow people to have power, but we didn't energize the whole Myrtle Grove subdivision because we want those who could have went, their meter could have went underwater, that they get checked out by electricians. We don't want to turn full power on if somebody hasn't visited their place of residence and it shorts out and burns it down. So we want them to get it looked at and then get in the portal and get energy to turn it on. We're not holding them up with a permit. We're not holding them up with anything on our side. So we want them to get the power through energy.
That brings you back, though, to the wet mud and trying to let them get there to check on the house, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a challenge. Some residents are able with big trucks to get back there. It's a filthy mess. But again, you know, if we can get some of that to dry and get those streets scraped so they can access that property, look, we're doing everything that we possibly can. The north side of Hermitage, we got most of those streets cleared and the drains, but the south side is giving us a little bit of more trouble.
And look, if you're going through it, it doesn't help, but maybe it'll help them to try to remember the benefits of living where they do and on the water, and it comes with some risks when something like this happens. Kirk, let's take a quick break. I want to talk to you about Ironton when we come back and the Corps of Engineer and levees, all right? Kirk Lapine, our president, our friend, president of Plaquemines Parish, my president because I live in Plaquemines Parish. More when we return. If you have any questions, you can text them to 504-260-1870. Right now at 850, 10 till 9, we stop and check traffic on WWL. 856 4 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Kirk Lapine, president of Plaquemines Parish, on this September 22nd, day 24 of Ida recovery. In terms of debris and some high winds that are forecast, Kirk, is that of concern to you, or do you think the debris situation is pretty much under control?
Well, we're getting there, Tommy, and, you know, we're watching it very closely. Our debris contractor has deployed more resources in different areas, and, yes, we are trying to collect as much debris as we can and just kind of monitor and watch it. Our big thing is really getting up these the leaves and the branches and that the vegetative stuff, because that can really fly around. Now, construction and heavy goods is a little bit heavier. But, you know, it's important to us, too. But we're trying to get most of that and some of that veg picked up so it doesn't, you know, give us more trouble just trying to collect it.
Let's talk about Ironton. I know they got a problem there with, I guess it comes to mud and rain and trying to clear up the marsh grass and caskets that have been unearthed. Is this the kind of thing, I guess, I remember Cynthia Lee Sheng with Jefferson Parish saying the federal government had something to help deal with this or not, Kirk?
Well, yes, we met with those residents about 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, 2 weeks from Saturday, and we gave them all the information that we could do and gave them the right of entry forms that people can sign. And we said it's a two-step process. They sign the right of entry. We get it approved by FEMA, so we get reimbursed for the work that we do. We would send out debris contracting and clean up the property. But again, we got it. It's a two-step process, so we're trying to make the residents understand that we're doing everything we can to facilitate, to help these folks. We've cleared some streets. The cemetery task force yesterday was Tuesday. I'm kind of lost my days. Tuesday was out assessing. They tell me that they sent me an email late yesterday. They're going to do kind of a I don't say a lay down yard, but try to gather all these coffins and stuff and identify these. So. Their plan is in motion, so I think they'll have boots on the ground. They said Friday or Saturday. So I think that the biggest thing is identifying all these caskets that were removed
and putting them back where they're supposed to be. Real quick, did I see Plaquemines on the Corps of Engineers talk about new levees for Ironton that they're going to build?
Well, they always were going to build those levees. That's the NOV project. That's an acronym for New Orleans to Venice. Mm-hmm. And that reach is the last reach that will go out for bid. It's from the Myrtle Grove area all the way to Alliance. And look, I wish that could have been built yesterday. It's not. It's a process that we go through. It's not fast enough for me. But, you know, the Corps is the ones who's funding the project, so we beat at their drum. So all I can say, it's in the works. It's always been in the works, but it's taken a little bit of time and not as fast as I want to see it happen.
Thank you, Kirk. Let's hope it dries up for a while, man. I appreciate your time.
Me too.
And your efforts. Tom. All right, sir. You bet. Kirk Lapine, president of Plaquemines Parish. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mike Haas as we do on Wednesday. Voice of
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.